Ladies and gentlemen, we interrupt our program of dance music to bring you a special bulletin from the Intercontinental Radio News. At 20 minutes before 8 Central Time, Professor Farrell of the Mount Jennings Observatory, Chicago, Illinois, reports observing several explosions of incandescent gas occurring at regular intervals on the planet Mars. The spectroscope indicates the gas to be hydrogen and moving toward the Earth with enormous velocity.
We take you now to Grover's Mills, New Jersey.
Last years of the 19th century, that human affairs were being watched from the timeless worlds of space. No one could have dreamed that we were being scrutinized as someone with a microscope studies creatures that swarm and multiply in a drop of water. Few men even considered the possibility of life on other planets. And yet, across the gulf of space, minds immeasurably superior to ours regarded this Earth with envious eyes. And slowly and surely, they drew their plans against us.
Professor Pearson of the Observatory at Princeton confirmed Farrell's observation and describes the phenomenon as, quote, like a jet of blue flame shot from a gun, unquote.
Has examined more than 15,000 alleged sightings of flying saucers and other unidentified flying objects since 1959, is still keeping an open mind on the existence of aliens. Now, we know the truth. Space invaders are back.
It looks like a purple people eater to me.
Ladies and gentlemen, since it's titled, I can hardly support myself to keep looking at it. It's awful. Its eyes are black, and the monster, or whatever it is, can hardly move.
It was a one-eyed, one-horned, flying purple people eater.
One-eyed, one-horned, flying purple people eater.
A one-eyed, one-horned, flying purple people eater. Sure looks strange to me.
Invaders are back.
At midnight on the 12th of August, a huge mass of luminous gas erupted from Mars and sped towards Earth. Across 200 million miles of void, invisibly hurtling towards us, came the first of the missiles that would have brought so much calamity to Earth. As I watched, there was another jet of gas. It was another missile, starting on its way.
Can you see the bright light shining? I don't know. Can you see the bright light shining? I saw you.
Was for the next 10 nights. A flare spurting out from Mars, bright green, drawing a green mist behind it. Beautiful, but somehow disturbing sight. Ogilvy, the astronomer, assured me we were in no danger. He was convinced there could be no living thing on that remote, forbidding planet.
The chances of anything coming from Mars are a million to one, he said. The chances of anything coming from Mars are a million to one. But still,
be an ordinary falling star. The next day there was a huge crater in the middle of the comet, and Olga began to examine what lay there. A cylinder, 30 yards across, glowing hot, with faint sounds of movement coming from within. Suddenly the top began moving, rotating, unscrewing, and Olga feared there was a man inside trying to escape. He rushed to the cylinder, but the intense heat stopped him before he could burn himself on the metal.
The professor moves around one side, studying the object while the captain of the policeman's man has something in their hands. I can say it now, it's a white handkerchief, tied to a pole, flag of truce. Those creatures know what that means, what anything means. Wait a minute, something's happening. A hunk of shape is rising out of the pit. They make out a small beam of light against a mirror. What's that? You get the flame springing from the mirror and it makes the light of the advancing men.
Mars attacks, Mars attacks. General headquarters ordered the cannonball. Mars attacks.
Cutting planes before three Martian machine systems above the peak up.
Mars wins, Mars wins, Mars wins, Mars wins.
Abruptly, the sound ceased.
This thing, this machine, it crawled out of the ground, started to torture everything. It's killing everybody. What is it? Is it terrorists? This came from someplace else. What do you mean, like Europe?
No, Robbie, not like Europe!
Chances of anything coming from Mars are a million to one, he said. Chances of anything coming from Mars are a million to one. But still, they come. Yes, the chances of anything coming from Mars are a million to one, he said. The chances of anything coming from Mars are a million to one. But still,
in the 39th year of the 20th century came the great disillusionment. Near the end of October, business was better. The war scare was over. More men were back at work. Sales were picking up. On this particular evening, October 30th, the Crosley Service estimated that 32 million people were listening in on radio.